Get you a Sunday handout. There's some good stuff in there. Today we're going to be talking about being more than conquerors after a while. Got any more than conquerors in the house? That means overwhelming, more than enough. Praise the Lord. We're going to open the service today. We'll read some things, some scripture, and we're going to open the service up today by giving you the opportunity to make some declarations. Amen. There's power in your testimony. Job 22:28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your way." And Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." So why is declaration so important? I'm going to give you three quick things. And today your declaration or your testimony or your praise could be something God is doing in the moment. It could be something that God has done or it hasn't manifested yet. But I want all of you all begin to think about something that you want to get out there into the atmosphere. Amen. And there's one thing about it. When you begin to declare something, it gives strength to it. And when you begin to take authority over the enemy and remind him of what the word says, that gives weakness to that thing. Woo! Anybody hear what I just said? Amen. If you have a stronghold in your life and you begin to pray against that thing, and as long as you hold it inside and deny it and say it's not there and so on and so on, it just gains more and more momentum in your life and it gets stronger. But once you get that thing out there into the atmosphere, it starts getting weak. It begins to lose its power over you. Amen. And so that's the same thing with making confessions with the Word of God and believing God for healing or something. What happens, it begins to gain strength because you begin to hear it with your ears and you begin to create the atmosphere around you for healing and the overflow and walking in that overflow that we've been talking about this morning. So before I begin to, let's read about the declaration thing first. Declaration directs our lives toward what we speak. So when you begin to give your testimony and you begin to declare something, it begins to direct your life to that thing that you're declaring. That's why declarations are so important. Because James tells us, look at the ships. They're large and driven by fierce winds. They are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. And it's talking about your tongue. Amen. You direct your mouth by the words you say because words are powerful. Words are powerful, and sometimes we forget how powerful our words are. We know that scripture here, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what are you speaking? What are you speaking? Declarations are instrumental for us to enter into our promised land. And that's what I was talking about a while ago. When you start wanting to enter into your promised land, begin to speak what you know the word says, because whatever's in there is your promised land. Amen. And when you begin to decree that, it's instrumental. It's like I said a while ago, it begins to give strength to that word that you're speaking out loud. Amen. And so the Bible tells us then in Joshua, the book of the law, we'll talk about the book of the word. Oh, that's not the word, the book of the word. Shall not depart from your mouth, but you'll meditate in it. Muse over it. Meditate on it. Think about it. Speak it often during the day. Amen. Speak it aloud during the day, that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous. You will make your way successful. You will succeed, amen, in life. And then you will have good success. And the third thing that declarations do is helps us call those things that are not as though they are. Amen. When you look at something, and if it's not in line with the word, then it's not truth. So you begin to call that thing into truth and say, this is what the word says, not the way it may appear at the moment. Amen? Anybody getting this morning? The word says, as it is written, I made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist, though they did. The things that we see on this outside are temporal. They're going to pass away. Amen? They're all going to pass away. So I want to give you two quick testimonies. And this morning, something that's already happened and it's happening. And then I want you to, as you're beginning to think about this, I want someone to come up and get the microphone for me and run back. I'll do that. And I want you to decree something to the atmosphere, whether it's something that's just a praise and a testimony that's happening, whether that has happened, or whether it's something that is happening at the moment, or where you're just believing God that it's in the process of being manifested. Amen. I'll do this for Danny because he's not crowd oriented. He gets nervous when he stands in front of people. But anyway, he had a place on his ear. And in the past, he's had several skin cancers took off, and there's been a few places on his ear. So he had another place come up, and the doctor he goes to comes to Columbia. So that's where he tries to get his appointment, but it's always longer to get in locally. And he called, and the nurse said, "That's wonderful. You called just at the right moment. We can get you in this Friday," which was last Friday. "And so you've called at the right time, praise God, be here like at 8 o'clock or something." So all last week, that was the week before. And so this past Friday, he had his appointment. And so he gets up Friday morning. This place on his ear was very visible. He gets up Friday morning, gets ready to go, and the place is gone. It fell off. It fell off. So I want to tell somebody this morning, God is still in the removing business. If you've got something on your body this morning that ain't supposed to be there, amen, I believe it's going to fall off while you're sitting under the anointing this morning. Amen. Jesus is still in the healing business. The book of Acts has not passed away, contrary to what a lot of people are preaching and believing and thinking today. We are the church. We are the continuation of the book of Acts. And we have not had our final amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And some of you may have seen me hopping around a little bit worse lately. And I went back to the doctor Thursday. And he said, "The implant looks fine. That, you know, there's nothing to be concerned about that. It's perfectly lined up and everything. And I think you've just got a lot of swelling. It's only been 3 months. Inflammation. Just taking a leave a day. Hallelujah. And use a heating pad on it. Heat." I'm telling you all, I'm like 90% better. And I believe I'm going to continue to get better. I can walk without hardly any pain at all. Amen. And I just praise the Lord for that this morning. So those are the two testimonies I have. And there's so much more that I know God is in the process of bringing into manifestation. So I want to encourage you to continue to believe, continue to stand, continue to be faithful to come to the house of the Lord and sit under the anointing that's here. There's so many other things that I see and hear testimonies of things happening in people's lives. God's not done with you yet. God is not finished with you yet.
Pastor Shirley, that I meant to tell you at our meeting Friday night, because I didn't get to really talk to you. I just heard just a little bit. But what I saw was the devil, because of what you've been through before, told you that knee didn't work. I know you didn't speak it, but I know that was a torment. And the thing is, when he bombards you with thought that something's wrong with you, you know what? You begin feeling it. And you begin, you know, before you know it, and I thought that was a false report that the devil was giving her. And when she found out, I don't think it was just the Aleve that's taking care of your knee. It was the fact that God said, "You've been set free, that knee's healed," and all of a sudden you go, "Why, yes," and you began walking in it. And I think what she's saying this morning about not only the power of your words, but I mean, you know, we got to put stuff in our heads and not just sit around thinking about those things, because, you know, he'll tell you, "Now don't you go to the doctor, because you're going to die." And people will sit around having symptoms and put all this on them, and you go, "I'm going, go find out. My goodness, how are you going to know how to stand? That's not negative to go to the doctor and say, 'Hey, I've got these symptoms.'" You know what I mean? But fear holds them captive. Fear holds them captive when it could be something and it could not be something. I'm going, "Hey, I'm going to go, and I'll know how to stand, and I know how to believe." Glory to God. Amen.
Going to the doctor gives you power to know how to pray. Amen. It gives you, when you go to that doctor, "Okay, now I've got the report on how to pray and what I'm standing for." Who's going to be the first one this morning? Come on now, folks. Amen.
Well, I'd just like to praise on Tuesday that God blessed me with a woman that's put up with me for 19 years of marriage. and made a difference in my life. And we dated for about a year or so before that. But God's plan is surely different than ours, because I was born and raised in Louisville, went to high school and college in Louisville, and she was convinced she wasn't going to leave here. I vacationed here. We knew people in common for several years before. She was, Jesse used to talk about Cole, and Sherry was dating me 6 months before she realized I was the Cole he was talking about all the time. But I had hired Jesse years ago. But I mean, the point is that and Becky's husband, he used to work for me. We didn't meet until it was time for us to meet. So God definitely has a plan, whether you realize it or not. And the little changes each day, it's the change of the change of the rudder that steers the big ship. And the little changes and the set of the sail changes the directions where you end up. And God's setting my sail, and that's what I need to follow. You need to realize that. Now, I've always gone with it. If it's not hurting anybody and that little voice you hear, chances are that's God. But if it's causing damage to somebody, then I figure that's the other guy.
Amen. Praise report. Hallelujah.
I just declare and decree that all my children and all my grandchildren will serve the Lord. That the spirit of addiction will not come near any of them. And if it is on any of them already, it will be broken in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree that my finances are set by God, and that I will be able to give I will not borrow, and I will be able to give to people and bless God's people. I declare and decree that every child of mine and every grandchild of mine that will ever be born will serve the Lord, that I will be an example. Me and my husband will be an example for generations, even after our death, that our family will rise up and be known as godly people. In Jesus' name.
I've been up all night in prayer. My brother is right in the midst of Hurricane Florence. He chose to stay behind to be a first responder and be on the water and rescue team. His family is sitting in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is between Southport and Wilmington. And Hurricane Florence took every material thing that he owns. His home, his vehicles, even the store that he manages, the hardware store. Hannah's Christian School is gone. It looks bad. But I wrote to Jackie this morning before I came here. Jackie, that's his wife. I said, Jackie, because of your all's obedience, and she has not wavered, folks. You should read her post. She keeps us updated. But she has not wavered. I said, because of your faithfulness and my brother's faithfulness to be where he thought God put him, and God did, I said, God is going to, and I declare this, God is going to restore your stuff tenfold. Just not give it back, but restore it tenfold. And I believe that. And she wrote back and she said, thank you, Martha. My eyes were going down. But it is. They're going to get everything back. That is not the problem. And I also declare that my sister has the mind of Christ.
Praise the Lord. Who's next? I'm angry. I'm angry. I've had a prayer that I've had for our kids and grandkids, and then after Martha did a teaching that said, she said, I want everybody to think about what their promised land looks like. What does your promised land look like? So I added on to the prayer that God had already given me. And I'll go through this. I just jotted down when Shirley told us to make our declaration. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them, over my children and grandchildren, spirit, soul, and body. And that they are taught of the Lord and obedient to the Lord's will.
And I rejoice greatly to know that my children and grandchildren walk in the truth of their salvation and deliverance. And then after Martha told us that, the next morning I woke up and I said, Lord, show me what my promised land looks like. And he gave me scriptures. And it was, my children and grandchildren are trees of righteousness. I saw my promised land and I looked at that, and they are trees of righteousness planted by the Lord for his glory and splendor. In Jesus' name, I declare and decree that.
Next.
I decree in the name of Jesus that all of my family are saved, set free, healed, and delivered. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody on this side? Anybody else?
I decree that my brothers are going to be saved, Charles and Perry, and any of the family that is lost, I'm believing they're going to be saved. And Tony and Kim's going to be back in church, too. I believe that.
Amen. Good to have you back, Juanita. You're the healed of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Anybody else want to decree or declare? Amen. This is so good. So let's make some noise in this place today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I decree and declare, some of you know and some of you don't, but see, my son nearly died a week ago this Tuesday. He didn't know what it was, and after he had recovered and he asked the doctor, he said, Doc, how sick was I? He said, you came within 5 to 6 hours of dying. He got a bad case of salmonella, and they helicoptered him from the little ER that Cindy took him to the hospital, which would normally just have been about a 20-minute drive. That was how serious he was. And I tell you what, their perspective on life has changed. You know, when you go through something like that, all of a sudden some of this other stuff doesn't mean a thing. And you start listing what the priorities really are. And I just decree and declare that he is completely restored strength-wise. In Jesus' name, and he's prosperous, has the favor of the Lord, and all. And Miriam is prosperous and has the favor of the Lord, and all of my grandkids know the Lord. And if I ever have any great-grandkids, they will too, because they're trees of righteousness planted. Amen. Glory to God. Are we ready to make some noise in this place? I tell you what, let's stand up and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Miss Martha. Yeah.
And he said, I sure hope so. This is my prayer. When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked in. Amen. That's what the storm's all about.
Wow, when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that you were when you walked in. Amen. And I decree and declare that Jerry's hand and arm is completely restored and healed in Jesus' name. Amen. The devil's a liar. Do you know that? All right, are you ready to make some noise in this place? I tell you what. You don't have to have a church full to make noise. And we're not just yelling and screaming, but we are praising God today. Amen. Well, lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. You gotta let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'd draw men unto me. Come on and lift. Me, come on and lift him up. Lift him up. Well, deaf ears will be open. Blinded eyes will see. Chains will be broken. We'll have victory. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. You gotta lift him up. Lift him up. Me, come on and lift him up.
gotta let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'd draw men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. If I be lifted up, I'd draw men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. Me, come on and lift him up.
Amen. Woo! We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I know this next one's a new one, but I want you just, you may not know the words yet. It's called Glorious Day. Kens and Matthew are doing it, and we're going to learn it with them, but we're going to keep praising God. You can clap your hands and stomp your foot and dance, even if you don't know how it goes. Amen. My name, I ran out. Jesus. Father God, thank you that we no longer wear those grave clothes in Jesus' name. Father, we don't even smell like fire. We don't even smell like we've been scorched in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just love you and thank you for your power that's flowing and moving in this place today. And the noise we make, Father God, is not just the yelling and the screaming, but it's what's inside of our hearts as you pursue us. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we praise you.
For me, not against me. I am who you say I am. singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. And all the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God, though it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. Don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. And all the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Still, your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so good.
Chase that one that needs me right now. And you know, I know for a long time I grew up thinking, well, you know, there's one out there that's not saved yet, and that may be true, that it works with that. But also I feel like he could have everybody else, 99 over here healed, and I may still be over here struggling. He says, I've got to go get that one right over there. Or all everybody else's needs over here may be met, and he sees me out here, or somebody else, he says, oh, wait a minute, there's one that needs my help today. The 90. See, you're that one he's going after. You're that one he's pursuing. Glory to God. And you think, and you know, he's pursuing your kids. All those declarations this morning, they're going to try to run. They're going to try to hide or they, whatever. But you know what? He says, I'll pursue them. And you know what he's going to pursue them with? He's going to pursue them with his love, his grace. And they're going to get caught. Go for it, Kenzie. Sermons in here today. Glory to God. We praise you, Jesus.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99, and I couldn't earn it. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Hallelujah, Lord God. As you're moving in this place, Father God, I just pray that there's fires being lit that had grown cold. Lord God, there's people that have tried to do things on their own, and they set themselves apart from your body and from your love, and they're just like those little pieces of coal from the fire that they're gradually drying up. Well, Father God, we just throw those pieces of coal right into the middle of the fire this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We praise you so much. Set a fire down in my soul, amen, that I can't contain. Now, do you mean this? Do you want a fire down in your soul that you can't contain and you can't control? You know, I shared last Sunday, that's how this church grew. You got caught on fire, and it changed you, and it changed your family, and people noticed it, and they started asking you, well, what made the difference in you? It's because you got caught on fire, and they wanted it. Amen. Go ahead, Kenzie.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So please, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, here in your love. No place I'd rather be, there's no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, those are not just words that we're saying. Father God, as we worship and praise you, Father God, the noise that we make is what's coming out of our hearts, what's coming out of our spirit, soul, and body. Lord, what you paid for us at the cross where your blood ran red. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the cross. Hallelujah. God. this love that he's pursuing you with be of no avail. And you know, if you've never received Jesus, if you've never said, I confess Jesus Christ has been risen from the dead and I confess him as Lord, you know, if you've never done that, now's the time to do it. And you know what? If you've let this world and distractions come into your life and just try to woo you away or burden you down or loss or grief or hurt or offense, you need to throw all that off. It's not worth it. Life is too short. My son found that out. Life is too short to let offense and grief and sorrow and pain hold you back. Today, give it to Jesus. Open up those little rooms in your life that you closed the doors and you said, nobody's ever going to see this. I'm going to hold on to this hurt. I'm going to hold on to this pain. One reason why is because the devil's told you, you're not worthy. You're not worthy to be free. But you know what God says? I took it. I took it for you. And you know what? If you want to come to the altar, that's fine. If you want Pastor Shirley to agree with you, I have to. I felt a momentum to tell you it's time for your life to begin. It's time to quit looking back. It's time to turn loose of that past and to march forward. You know, I did an article in the bulletin. You get home, you can read it. But it's talking about how to overcome sin as a Christian. You know how you overcome sin as a Christian? You love God more. And when you love God more and you love God more, then this doesn't mean as much to you and you can lay it down. That's God's grace. You don't get rid of sin by condemnation. You don't get rid of sin by just saying, I can do this, I can do it. You get rid of sin in your life, and you get rid of those addictions and those bad attitudes by saying, I love you, Jesus. I love you more. I love you more than what's trying to take hold of my life. And that's how people get set free. God's grace. Do the course again, sis. Come on, church.
At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your blood ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all. In all of you, where your love.
And there comes times in our lives because of struggles that we lose the awe of God. We're so busy saying, do this, and do this, and do this, that somehow or another, that majesty and that awe of God, we lose that sense. And you know, church, if we don't keep developing that in our lives, how are we going to believe that He's greater and He can do the impossible? It's when we realize the majesty and the awesomeness of God that we can declare, my God is greater, and greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when this thing started this morning, I got down here in time. Didn't even realize that we would be doing the music this morning. And I don't know, none of us could find the copies to our music. You know, God, where are we going? I like to have everything ready. By the time I walk into the church, I know where we're going. I know the songs. I know. And you know, it was just like, here, the time for church starting, I was still just getting copies of songs. And I'm going, Lord, I don't know what you're going to do with all this hectic stuff. He said, Laverne, I've got this. So whatever's going on in your life, it just may be chaos. And God says to tell you today, hey, I got this. So if you want a word for the week, I like Pastor Shirley says, she'll say it's Monday, we don't quit. You just kind of stop and say, and listen, and God say to you, I've got this, and I've got this. Amen. Thank you, church. Thank you, praise and worship team. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Oh, the offering. Hey, hallelujah. We definitely need the offering today. Don't we, Brother Glenn? But God is faithful. So, Kenzie, start something.
I'll find something.
Start something. Ushers, see, I got carried away. Glory to God. I just want you to know that just like the devil is a liar, he's a liar about finances, too. He's in charge of this church. Amen? All right, Kenz, what you got? Here we go. She'll let us know in a minute.
Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of His wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful You are and Your affections are for me, and oh, how He loves us. He
Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. It's a good day, isn't it? It's a good day to make the noise for the Lord. Amen. Pastor Shirley, and classes will be dismissed. Youth meet today or no? Not today. But everybody else, preschool and children. About that this week. So we're going to sing happy birthday to Sky. She's hiding, but if you want to look in that direction, you can. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sky and Gail. Happy birthday to you. All right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. On. I am on.